Yo, yo, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brucetus podcast. This is Flex. I'm finishing up a game of Call of Duty right now, and I'll get into the podcast in a minute. Let you know the beer I'm drinking. Day 27. Go double check that. It's fucking almost December, for Christ's sake. Day 27 of Dranksgiving. Hope everybody's enjoyed the month so far. Put a lot of time and effort into this. And I want to just say I appreciate everybody who listens. Maddie Mayhem putting in a tremendous amount of work on the computer, making sure the audio quality and everything's great for everybody to listen to. And, you know, me and Caggiano trying to... me and Skinny Guinea been trying to do our part, contribute. But, Matty Mayhem's the backbone of this whole operation, and I want to give a special shout-out to him. I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for him. So, anyway, right now I'm just playing some Call of Duty, you know? Thought I'd start the podcast a little early and finish up my game here. Not doing too well. New Call of Duty, World War II version. If anybody hasn't gotten it yet, highly suggest it. Add me on PS4, WLVSUK, and come at your boy. Alright, so I just finished my game, and let's get into the beer. Today I'm going to review White Rascal. It's a Belgian-style white ale brewed with spices by Avery Brewing Company, and it says, deviously delicious. I haven't even opened it yet, but it's a 12-ounce can, 5.6% alcohol by volume. I got this in a mixed six-pack at Total Wine in Danvers. If you haven't been there and you're not too sure of what style beers you like, or if you want to try some new stuff, go there. You can make your own six-pack. You can get a keg. You can do whatever the fuck you need to do. That place is fucking phenomenal. It's like the fucking wholesale type shit of, I don't even know, alcohol, liquor, everything. That place is fucking sick. It's over at the Liberty Tree Mall in Danvers. Okay, let me open this bad boy up. Alright. Oh, it smells fucking phenomenal. I'm gonna pour this in. I wanna get the color, you know? Nice, light white, yellow color, with a nice head. This beer smells like it's going to be fucking bomb. I don't drink too many of these Belgian styles, but they always smell good. Alright, let's see, anything good on the can here? Avery Brewing Company is out in Boulder, Colorado. I haven't been out there, but it's going to be a place I am definitely going to check out before I die, because the beer out there is fucking amazing. Everything I've had from my brewery out in Colorado is amazing, and I'm sure if you know your beer, you know that Colorado is fantastic for that. So, let's read this. On the side of the can, it says, a truly authentic Belgian-style white ale. This rascal is unfiltered. Yep, that's yeast on the bottom. And cleverly spiced with coriander and Curacao orange peel, producing a refreshingly zest classic ale. Brewed with Rocky Mountain water, malt barley, malted wheat, hops, coriander, Curacao, alright, and Belgian wheat. Yeah, I already fucking said that. Alright, so I don't know why it says it twice in fucking two sentences. But it's got this cool looking, like, demon thing. I don't know what the fuck that is on the side of the can. Holding a beer. This is fucking good. This is like a little stronger tasting Blue Moon. Not as orangey and citrusy. But definitely, you can definitely taste the citrus flavor. This leaves a great head on the side of the cup I just poured it into. definitely getting the citrus flavor. Not too hoppy. You can definitely taste the malt in it. I didn't drink too much over Thanksgiving. That's pretty embarrassing of me to say. I don't even know what the fuck I had, to be honest. I did whip out the pre-prohibition Budweisers that I got from Middleton Beer and Wine, and I handed those out. Grandfather fucking loved them. Uncle liked them, you know. Had some good shit. All right, I'm gonna just log this on Untapped real quick, cause I just want to see what other people have to say about it. Cause usually some of these people are funny. Oh, go figure. The first fucking beer on here that it compares it to is Blue Moon. Interesting. Yeah, so I'm going to give this a 4 out of 5. This beer is fucking good. And it definitely fits the type of event, type of activity I am doing right now. And that's playing Call of Duty. Definitely one of those beers I can just sit around and fucking chill, drink, watch football. This is really good. Fuck Blue Moon. If you ever see this, definitely fucking get it. Don't get Blue Moon if you're a Blue Moon drinker, because Blue Moon sucks. This is fucking bomb. So I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5, and that's it. I'm hoping to get out to a brewery soon and fucking try some of their beers, possibly record a episode out there with the boys. Got some plans in the making. December big drinking holiday coming up. Hope everybody's getting their liquor ready for the fam. And, you know, gotta get ready. Gotta get some good beers. That's why you gotta listen to this podcast. So, definitely go check this one out. Bear Advocate had it at a 3.6, and I believe Untapped is around the same. Like I said, I'm giving it a 4. This is fucking good. So I'm not gonna bullshit or lower my score or rating, whatever the fuck it is. Alright, so sorry, I wanna take a sip. This beer is fucking good. I'm probably gonna finish it within the next 5 seconds. Alright, so go to our website. Alright, and if you're listening, I want you to fucking buy us a beer. Donate a fucking dollar. Do something. Help us out. Either that, or you can go to Tee Public, search the Brusaders podcast, and buy a t-shirt or something. Let's get this social media shit rolling. If you buy one, post a picture with it. We'll repost it. We need some love. I'm trying to boost this shit, you know? Alright. Go get a fucking flag, for Christ's sake, dude. I got a fucking flagpole in the back of my truck. In the summertime next year, I'm going to be waving that shit while I'm driving down the road. Probably get flipped off, but whatever. Who the fuck is? All right, so this is really different compared to my last episode. I must have been feeling like shit or something. I don't fucking know. All right, so yeah. So, all right. Do that. Follow us, social media. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, share our shit, fucking listen to it, tell us what you think, tell us what you think we need to improve, we need some help. It's day 27, ugh, I just stuttered, it's day 27 of Dranksgiving. This shit's almost over, and I can't believe it. Alright, I remember when we were planning this out, great idea brought on by Matty Mayhem himself, fucking stud that kid. Alright, so this is Flex. You're listening to the Brusaders podcast. Day 27, Dranksgiving. Peace.